Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Hey, friend.
Hey.
What are you about today?
I'm about 5, 6 and a half and 2 bills.
One That's me in a nutshell.
When you see the same thing every day and you're used to it always being the same.
Yeah.
When there's a slight change, there's a screen, a window.
Yeah.
And it's just about a half an inch bigger than I'm used to. And it's messing with the buttons I typically push.
Oh.
So I'm trying to have a conversation with you while also trying to make this, I'm
so
trying
you're
to figure
readjust
out.
It. Oh, I was like, yeah. Your face is so weird today.
That's what it was.
Okay. I'm like, you're being so weird right now. Why are you being so weird?
On top of the fact that I also forgot to wear a belt today. So that just feels weird.
And your pants are falling down.
A little bit.
So you're trying to make adjustments at every turn.
I am currently trying to hold an internal plank to lock my pants in while also trying to fix a window that something's still quite not correct and have a conversation like neither one of those things is going on.
Oh, boy. Oh,
I'm multitasking.
Oh, man.
So that's what's happening in my neck of the woods. How you doing?
Just trying to stay focused now.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm trying to see if I can do an internal plank. That got me motivated. Like, hey, I should do more internal planking.
I think it's good for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lock in the core, man. Lock the core.
Just
right there.
Hold it.
Don't.
Well, was it a couple weeks ago? It was before the break when we were doing push-ups.
Can I unplank now?
Because we were doing push-ups before, and now we're doing planks.
Yeah.
This is the most
standing planks.
Physically strenuous show I've ever done.
For standing in place?
This is a lot of work.
I think I just burned some calories.
Okay. Well, check off workout.
Coffee
for my
cake
Tuesday.
Later.
We are so doing
time to reward myself.
Coffee cake Tuesday.
With some coffee cake.
Yep.
It'll be great.
Earned it. I already did my planks.
Already did. Yeah. You hear that exercise ring? Close.
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 Go gadget. Close.
God, that would be so fun.
Wouldn't that be great?
Move ring. Close. Exercise. Close. Done.
You just will it with your mind?
Yeah. Do I have to shout at it? I don't know if my mind will do it, but my voice will.
Voice activated. Just close.
Sir Eric, you've not closed. Shut up. Close it.
I'm good for the day.
I just radio planked while trying to hold my pants up.
I held my pants up for the whole day.
Actually, if I'm planking, I think I'm just sucking in my gut a little bit. Because that's what's forcing them down. Let's be honest.
The gut.
Yeah. So if I could bring it in and then pull the pants up over that zone.
What can I do to keep the sides in? I'm muffin topping.
Is that the problem?
Yeah, that's my problem. This is a different problem.
Do you have a Spanx?
No. Well.
Spanx for wearing Spanx.
No. There's a little bit of elastic at the top.
Yeah. How were your pants yesterday? Super stretchy? Those would have worked, right?
Yeah, those were great.
Yeah.
I need more of those in my life.
Get just all 10 colors.
I know. I'm going to go back.
Get them all.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my sister, I tell you what, she led me to these pants. They are genius.
Saved you?
Yes.
Did she?
Yes. They are basically sweatpants, but they look like professional pants. They are genius.
That's what we're into. What if this casual workwear?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Maggie.
Do they make them in men's clothing?
Not as far as I know. That's what my husband asked, too. Oh, my gosh. Exactly. But he's like, well, I guess they have, like, joggers and stuff that look.
Yeah. The trend started with yoga pants are okay in public.
Yes.
And then now we're all getting in on the action.
Let's all do it.
Let's all do it. That was my other question. Are we getting to a point where men will ever just wear yoga pants? The men, why not? Are you going to work? Are you in the ballet, sir? Like, you don't know.
I wondered. I don't know.
Are you a dancer from the Nutcracker? Or are you my accountant?
I did see Taylor Swift wore skinny jeans. It's like, oh, they're not dead. Maybe it'll
those
come
are back.
Back
too. I can't keep track.
If she does it, maybe it'll be okay for dudes too.
That'll send a trend. Yeah,
she'll single-handedly bring
Travis
back skinny
needs
jeans.
To wear them.
Okay,
then it opens the
if
door.
If Taylor brings it back, and yes. Then Travis does too.
Once she starts buying his clothes for him,
mm-hmm.
And starts styling him, then we know. a couple things have happened. Clearly getting married. And she's going to set men's clothing trends through him.
We are going to bring skinny jeans back.
Let's do it.
And we are going to get you yoga pants.
Yes. That's all I ask.
Okay. Let's make it happen.
I want to wear yoga pants to the store and keep my phone on the side of my hip like a holster.
And then we won't have to do planks during
work. No, I won't have to do my pant plank.
Keep my pants up during the morning scramble.
All right, I'm going to attempt to grab some pieces of paper while planking to prepare for the show.
And people are beginning to think, even though we still have a month left of 2024, but we are coming upon a new year. And usually it's like, fresh start, new year, new you. You can decide however you want the new year to be. But 2025, for some, say it looks a little ominous.
Okay.
The way that 2025 is laying out on the calendar.
So the numbers themselves are the way the months are stacking up and the where it starts?
The days.
Okay, give it to me.
The day begins the first day of the 2025.
Is it a Monday?
It is a Wednesday.
So?
Wednesday, then Thursday, and then Friday.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3.
No, W, T, F. Is it bad? Somebody posted, should we be worried that the year 2025 begins with those three letters?
That's a good way to look at it. As a man of history, I would suggest finding the last time that happened.
Yeah, they did. It was 2020.
Oh, God! Yes! Burn that!
Burn it! I don't know if I want
to. Why would you bring that to our attention?
I just thought we should know!
No!
At least we know going into it, right? Isn't it better to know? Because I was full of positive vibes.
Burn
going
all
into
the calendars now!
Looking at 2020, I was all, I'm going to dress like a flapper. This is going to be fun. This is going to be great. Stupid.
And then what? Right about St. Patrick's Day.
Uh-huh.
All
uh-huh.
the wheels fell off.
Oh, boy, was the world on fire.
All the wheels fell off.
Okay, so let's go into this a little bit more skeptical, shall we?
Let's at least make it to Easter.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Before we go celebrating.
For 2025.
New year.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I'm a little nervous having kind of watched the news last night. Tonight, I'm going to go to one of those parent information meetings on what's going on with the Cedar Rapids schools, because I think that we all just want to teach our children well.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. And they're including these new career pathways, and there's a lot of questions that parents have, and these questions need answers, and I think that the whole point of these sessions are
yes.
to get answers, and I feel like parents are a little frustrated that they feel like they're not getting answers, so I'm a little nervous to go and not get my questions answered tonight.
As a couple of communication professionals,
yeah,
and we've made feelings known. I always go at the University of Iowa
yeah.
when they seem to put the cart in front of the horse. I think the Cedar Rapids schools is way behind the information on this. And so people are filling in the blanks on their own. So now you have to fix that first before even giving you the information that's correct.
Right.
Good luck. And based on what I saw from last night, you wear a lot of padding, maybe bring...
It looked a little combative.
It's a little combative. I don't know.
I'm scared because I don't like confrontation.
Fidget spinner or two.
I'm nervous. I'm really nervous.
Well, it's not directed at you, but you're going to be in a room with high emotion and high tension.
I know. I want to know how it works because I don't understand how my 13-year-old, I guess, but then maybe she'll almost be 14.
Sure.
She's going to have to make some pretty big decisions and where's she going to go and how am I going to get her there and how's it going to work?
The way it was explained to me is it's like three classes over 3 years.
Yeah.
And... it's not that big of a deal.
It's not that big of a deal.
But when you use the word career academy,
yeah.
it sounds like a big deal.
It sounds like a really big deal.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want her to like, it's a bigger deal when you get emotions involved. Like,
yeah.
well, what if she loses all of her friends because her friends go to a different school and then she's, it's just, tensions are high, you know? It's high school.
Are you coming back with a black eye tomorrow, probably?
Nah, we'll see. Get a steak ready.
You going to give one?
Am I giving one or getting one? You know I'm getting one.
And you know I'm not giving you a steak for your eye. It's a steak. I will give you an ice pack.
It's an ice bag of peas?
A bag of peas.
Bag of peas.
You can have all the bags of peas you want. I'm keeping my steaks.
No steak.
Oh, well, good luck with that, I'm sure. And report back. Maybe it'll make the buzz.
I hope. Yeah, I'll
take some information.
Information, yeah.
See if there's a pamphlet or like a brochure or a folder.
I think there's a one sheet.
They got it down to a one sheet? We still don't know what's going on? All right.
I hope.
Sounds like we got a little work to do. Well, here's what I want you to think about instead.
Okay.
I want you to just dream of all of the money that we're going to make as real estate investors.
Ooh.
You and me are going to go in on building.
We are?
Yes.
Wait.
And
don't I have to consent?
You're my silent investor.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. And I think the only way I'm going to woo you onto this is I'm going to do it in song. Claire?
Oh, Lord, no.
Do you want to buy a building? Come on, let's do it. I haven't practiced.
I haven't practiced. Come on.
The old Wind Song Theater. It's for sale. We could buy a building.
The whole thing?
Yes. And a parking lot.
Wait.
Do you want to buy a building?
What parking lot?
You want to buy a building?
The parking lot is a Texas Roadhouse.
Okay, yes.
No. No. What parking lot?
Here's the map.
Okay. Explain this to me.
We would buy for $250,000, and the bidding closes Wednesday. Nobody has bid on this yet.
I'm all putting everything in, or you're putting in some too?
I'm putting in the idea. You're putting in the money. Yes.
No.
This is a great idea.
This is not fair.
This is a huge opportunity. 2435 Edgewood Road. You get all of the Windsong building. You get the parking lot to the north. You get the parking lot to the south.
Yes.
And they actually have, there's an empty lot. So we can develop something on top of that.
Where?
To the south.
Huh.
And after all of that, we know our newest neighbor is going to be Texas Roadhouse. And that brings in the traffic.
Hello.
So what do you want to put there?
We can put whatever we want.
We can put whatever
we
want.
It doesn't have to be a movie theater?
No, but we have to, do you want to buy a building? See, now you're thinking.
Well,
it'd be so much fun. We could show movies or sell horses. Hey, I don't know. Either one.
It could be anything.
It could be. And see, now you're dreaming.
Now I'm dreaming.
Now you're dreaming. And see what I just did? I took your mind off that weird meeting today.
Yeah, you did?
Yeah. You and I, we could
build
a building.
It doesn't have to be a building.
It doesn't have to be a building. Okay. Yes.
Maybe.
The latest state of lung cancer report from the American Lung Association ranks Iowa number 39 out of 49 states for new rates of lung cancer. That's not a good number. Iowa also ranking worse than the national average on lung cancer survival rates and early diagnosis. One idea being floated by the American Lung Association is raise taxes on cigarettes. Iowa has not raised taxes on cigarettes since 2007. And they think that might be a way to actually get people to smoke less. Cigarette smoking, the leading cause of cancer, lung cancer, in Iowa. State climate experts say September, October, November were more than 4 degrees above the average temperature. That'll put it in the top 10 warmest falls on record. And through October, we were starting to head towards the driest on record. And then that rain of November hit.
Mm-hmm.
And it kept raining, and it kept raining. November had almost an inch and a half above average for precip. November will be one of the top 20 wettest Novembers we've had in the state of Iowa as we look back on those facts and figures from the last couple of months. Okay, well, it's got us feeling all right. Today is the fourth annual Stuff the Truck fundraiser. This is Junior League of Cedar Rapids and Foundation 2. It's specifically for those who are in the foster care system in our area and shining a light on what so many people don't realize. It's not like Little Orphan Annie then finds Daddy Warbucks and life is good. So many kids have to figure it out on their own because once you're a legal adult, it's good luck.
That's it.
You're out of either a house you're in or whatever stability you have. So, and I've been fortunate to be part of this from emceeing events. They do a big fundraiser where they try to give each boy or girl coming out a suitcase of things you just need in life. Toiletries, kitchen items, an alarm clock.
Ooh.
tools.
Yeah.
Laundry items, rolls of quarters, just enough to get you started, along with some other services as well. But it's the physical items, because you just might have the clothes that you had when you went into foster care.
When you were a kid. Right. Yeah.
Think about all the stuff you took from your house, you went to college, but now we're giving it to somebody to live on their own.
Wow.
So that's what they're asking for, and they're doing it today. Crafted. It's a coffee shop, lower level, Old Smulikoff's building, kind of near the Paramount. You'll see a truck there, and starting at 7 this morning, all the way till 2 o'clock this afternoon, cash donations or some of those items I just listed, or if you find the Junior League Cedar Rapids website, there's a nice graphic. It explains if it's basically something you needed that first year you were out of college, that's probably what they're going to need as well. So that's what, and they're doing it today only. So if you have the opportunity to help stuff that truck today, it all starts at 7 o'clock this morning. It's going to go till 2 o'clock this afternoon. Thanks to Junior League of Cedar Rapids and Foundation 2 and a lot of kids in foster care in our area. Thank you in advance for being able to give them those suitcases.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Ariana Grande announced that you are not going to see her returning as a coach on The Voice.
What?
Nope. Due to her becoming too emotionally invested in her teams. She loves the contestants and she finds the role very challenging and very emotionally draining. She says she has all the admiration in the world for her fellow coaches, and she has taken such a learning experience from working with all of them. She remains in touch with her former team members and through Instagram and appreciates all the positive energy from being on the show, but doesn't think she could do it again.
You have to, like, Mother Nature that thing. You have to be like a bird. Like, yeah. You're out of the nest and I don't want to see you again.
Right.
Go live your life.
Right.
And that's just got to be hard to do with human emotion.
And I think that that one is hard too, because it's very much like a TV show. And I don't think outside of that, like, they necessarily become, you know, like singers.
Rarely.
Very rarely do they ever become
singers.
Most
of them kind of go back to their lives.
Uh-huh.
I mean, one or two.
Yeah.
Or they'll, you know, play a county fair somewhere in Oklahoma. Good for you.
Sure.
Right? But
sure.
That's about it.
So it's like, oh, I want so much for them. And it's hard. It's hard.
It probably
for her.
Feels like a little bit of failure, too.
Yeah.
Right?
It's hard for her to get so invested in wanting the best for them. And
because at some point you could then overgive.
Yes.
Thing like then where do you draw the line? Yeah. I'd be a great team captain.
You know what? You should volunteer.
I will build you up, but once I got to cut you loose, no hard feelings. See ya. Good luck. Cherish the memories. That's all I'm giving you.
Good day.
Can I have your phone number? Nope.
I think you're going to be very pleased with this announcement. The 2025 Golden Globes have announced who will receive the Carol Burnett Award. Ted Danson.
I have fallen in love with Ted Danson.
I have too, recently. He has a new show called Man on the Inside. It's like, oh yeah, I forgot how much I love this guy.
We're working our way through The Good Place right now, getting ready to watch Man on the Inside.
Another great show. Ted Danson is known for several iconic roles in television series like Cheers, The Good Place. He's going to be honored with that award at the Golden Globes this year. He has had a regular presence on television for 37 of the last 42 years.
I'm trying to think of just the few he didn't work.
I know. I'm like, what did he miss?
Right.
Right?
Because even he had Becker on CBS,
yes.
And that did well.
Becker, CSI, The Good Place.
Oh, that's right.
These were always TV shows that had long runs too, right? It wasn't like he was on any like quick hits, flash in the pan shows. He always had a lot of versatility and talent as an actor. This is an award that recognizes individuals who have made significant contributions to television on or off screen. So definitely Ted Danson's a great.
For sure.
Great award winner for that. And speaking of awards, LL Cool J has just declared himself as the most important rapper of all time. In an episode of Apple Music's The Code podcast, he had this to say.
You already did and did and did.
And he swore that he wasn't trying to be arrogant. Twist ending, though, as he finished out the podcast, he refused to call himself the GOAT. He said that's still subjective because there's a kid that has a Tupac album that says that's the most important album to them. And that album changed their life. And there's a kid that thinks Snoop made records that changed their life. And there's a kid that loves Biggie or loves Nas. There's too many important rappers that have done too many important things for me to claim that I'm the only one to have done that.
Do you think it's hard to take him seriously when he's on a CBS TV show? You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
It kind of feels like you just decided to sit down in an easy chair and you don't want to get back up. Right?
Well, at a certain point, you know what? It's harder and harder to get back up.
Also, Eric, as you get older, it's really comfortable.
Yes.
It's got the vibrating function and it warms up.
At some point, it's like, well, I've done enough.
And that's
why do I have to get back up?
That's where I keep the clicker. So.
And I'm comfortable. Gosh darn it. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Do you remember when the Timothy Chalamet celebrity lookalike contest was? Was it late summer, early fall?
No, I think this was just like a month or two ago.
Okay, a little more recent than I remembered.
It was like this fall. And it was New York City. Timothy Chalamet actually showed up. People went nuts.
It was unauthorized. Didn't it cost the people putting it on more money? And then they got they got fined by the New York Police Department.
Yeah, the winner got like $50.
Yeah,
but the organizers got fined $150 for organizing the contest unlawfully.
Well, we're trying to do our best to capture the spontaneity and fun of a celebrity lookalike contest with us.
Yeah,
but at the same time, not get fined $150.
No fines. We want to have some fun though, and we were just wondering if anybody thinks that they could pull off a look like a dancing Eric Hansen, a look like Claire, or maybe even a producer Ben.
Yeah. All I got to do is...
You're wondering if producer Ben should be involved.
I didn't want to bring it up. I'll ask later. It just seems a little interesting that I thought it was just you and me. But anyway, that's fine.
It's fine.
Although, of the three of us, he's probably the easiest to look alike. I'll give you that. I have a particular look. I don't have anything on top, and I got a full beard.
That's true.
That is an interesting challenge.
You are a distinguished gentleman.
Some say.
Yeah.
You are a distinguished lady.
I think I'm nondescript. If you've got long brown hair, I think you could pull off a Claire.
You look like every person's best friend in a movie.
Yes.
That's who you are.
I'm Judy Greer in every movie. Yes. Yes.
It doesn't have to be an exact duplicate.
Nope.
You don't even have to have a beard. Mm-mm. If you just want, maybe, here we're doing it wrong. Maybe we need to let the world know what the prizes are.
Yeah.
If you want a shot at these great, great prizes at our celebrity lookalike contest, just upload a picture. We don't care.
Because that's the thing. These celebrity lookalike contests, the prizes, they're not so great.
I'm not, I have to guess not everybody looked like Timothy Chalamet on that stage.
Not really.
Who's the guy from The Bear? They did one in Chicago, didn't they, for him?
All that was up for grabs was a couple of cigarettes. Though we decided that our prize was our coffee cup full of change.
Yeah, so if you have coffee here, we use those K-cups, and it's an honor system, and I just ask for change. I'm in charge of stocking it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to volunteer to offer one small, like a cup of punch, small cup of change.
Yeah.
Cup of change is going to be one of the prizes.
Cup of change, cup of soup.
We have some leftover cream of mushroom soup from Thanksgiving. We can give that out.
We can give that out as well. And I think that we host this lookalike contest at a coffee shop, so we buy you a cup of coffee, too.
I think those are great prizes.
Cuppa.
Cup of change, cup of soup, and a cup of coffee.
That is our plan.
So now we just need to find some entrants.
Yeah.
Some volunteers who think they, even if your eyes are closed, look like us.
If you squint hard, do you think you could pull off a lookalike contest with the Morning Scramble?
That's what we're asking. And if you've got a moment, all you have to do is just find a silly recent profile pic from Facebook and upload it right now on the Z102.9 page on Facebook.
Yeah, please just compete with us for right now.
Yeah, compete and compare. And then once we get enough entries, we'll get all the details laid out. And we're actually going to do this on the radio next week.
I think we could do this.
This is your invitation, Eastern Iowa. Do you think you look like the Morning Scramble? Let us see those photos right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
Z102.9.
If we do this thing right, next week, we've got a date locked in. We just got to find a location.
Mm-hmm.
We want people seeing double when it comes to the Morning Scramble.
Exactly. We want to have a celebrity lookalike contest, just like they've been popping up throughout the world, really.
Did you say Zendaya recently did one?
Zendaya did one. I don't know. I can't remember where hers went, but I remember it was $40 and a bottle of shampoo. It's like hair care products.
I love the prizes.
The prizes
this thing.
Are so random.
Okay. You know, I'm the rules guy in the room.
Yeah.
And I already have a question about the rules.
Sure.
Are they looking like you and me?
Yeah.
Or, hi, Producer Ben.
Hey.
Are they looking like you, me, and Producer Ben? Because this entire time, I just thought it was the two of us.
Well, you and I have already agreed to it. Hi, Ben.
I bet there's someone that looks like me.
I bet there is, too. Well, Ben, are you in? Do you want to do it?
Yes.
You're on the poster.
Yeah.
Well,
see,
that was simple.
He agreed to it, and you're on the poster.
You're on the poster.
I am on the post.
And there's a very easy way to approach this.
Yeah.
Don't overthink it. If you want to look like Ben, show us a picture of you wearing a hoodie and shorts. That's it.
Yeah, and it has to be cold. Like a day like today where there's snow on the ground and it's super cold, he's wearing shorts.
If you want to look like Ben, wear jeans to a swimming pool.
Yes!
Right? That's true, all you got to do.
Jeans in the summer, shorts in the winter, folks.
If you want to look easy. Like Ben, Photoshop your body on a rock formation near a beautiful, beautiful
sir,
lake.
Sir, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you wearing shorts today and jeans?
That's all
I don't judge you.
Oh. He doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand you, Producer Ben.
He's an enigma.
He is an enigma. Are you a riddle? Are you an enigma wrapped in a
wrapped
mystery?
Yes, he's all of the all three. That's the joy in fun of this. We don't care.
No.
If you've got a baby and you want to put a fake beard on it, you're in, right?
That's adorable.
Isn't that adorable?
Oh, that's a spin.
Because they're already bald.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, you're halfway to me and they're already a little chubby. So you got Eric figured out. And then if you just want to look like Claire, just be female.
Just seriously?
Be a girl.
Just be a gal. I'm basically my best friend's wedding or whatever. I'm the best friend in all of those movies.
You're in 13 Dresses.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I'm the sidekick.
I'm going to rely on you
yeah.
and give you all of my romance problems.
Yeah.
And you're going to help me out.
I'm Jennifer Lopez's best friend in the movie.
You're my,
that's me.
But you're really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, totally. I'm a good time.
We're going to go get massages and I'm going to complain about my husband. And you're going to help me.
I'm right there for
That's
you.
That's the character
I'm
you are.
I'm not going to solve it, but I'll listen.
And then crack a joke.
Yeah,
at
totally.
Just the right time.
Yeah.
Do you look like us? Do you sound like us? Do you dress like us?
Maybe you could compete in the Morning Scramble Look-alike contest.
All we need right now is a random photo. Post it up there. We don't care what it is. On the Z102.9 Facebook page as plans are underway. And then we'll tell you, we'll have you come. We're going to do this at a coffee shop. And then we actually will have you all kind of line up. And I don't know who's even judging this thing. But the prizes, my God, guys, the prizes are so, so good.
Cup of change, cup of soup, cup of coffee. Oh, my goodness.
That's what you're competing for. It's the Morning Scramble Lookalike Contest. Dancing Eric Hansen, Claire, I've come around. Producer Ben. Producer Ben as well.
Bring your shorts.
We're asking for your submissions right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Sometimes being a parent is tricky. Making decisions on what is appropriate and what's not appropriate for your kid can be a tricky thing. So we've got one parent that has turned to the Morning Scramble, which I appreciate.
We are here to help.
We can help you. This is the time of year when those Christmas classics, you got to watch certain movies.
I swear to you, Elf, Christmas Vacation, and there was like one other one. We're on a loop. Starting on Black Friday.
Oh, really?
Like TNT and TBS.
And they're just playing them constantly?
It feels like what they did with A Christmas Story like a decade or so ago. Because now people are so busy. It's kind of like with this radio station. You want it when you listen to it.
Right.
Which is why we play some songs more than other songs, right?
Yeah.
Like, I just want to sit
down. Well, you guys never play it. Like, well, if I play it all the time.
How about if I play it all the time?
You'll be sure to find it.
You will see the squirrel in the tree scene. If you're watching Christmas Vacation, you'll see the sledding scene.
Yeah.
The lighting of the house. Yeah. But we'll just have it on constantly.
So mom is writing in because she's got a 7-year-old and 7-year-old she feels is getting old enough to kind of sit down and really enjoy the movie with the family. Mom and dad, of course, there are a lot of holiday classics, but mom and dad love Christmas Vacation, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And she's wondering if it would be appropriate to watch the unedited version because she and her husband love that movie. And really, the thing that she's struggling with is 7-year-old loves animals. And there is the scene where the fried pussycat.
The cat.
She's like, I really think that she's going to struggle with that scene. The other stuff is also a little bit question. It is a PG-13 movie.
She's seven?
There's some language in there. There's some stuff in there. And she's seven. Do you think that this is going to be too much for my 7-year-old?
Just Cousin Eddie alone.
Cousin Eddie!
I don't know.
He's a lot. So we've already watched it, and I already had my 8-year-old watch it. Am I a bad mom?
That's our sub-question for Momtroversy. Is Claire a bad mom?
I've already done this. No, I don't know that she was sitting down and watching the whole thing. But
I think what I like about the angle you're bringing and the fact that the parent knows what's coming.
Yeah.
It's not like they went in blind.
True.
It's a lot like parents show kids Wizard of Oz all the time. And that witch scared me for probably a good 2 years.
You're right.
I watched Wizard of Oz when I was 4, and I was petrified of that witch.
And that's not even like a...
And that's not... But
it's just scary.
It's scary. It's disturbing.
Yeah.
And I think if you take the cat scene is disturbing, if that's the hardest thing, and you know the other, like you can cover the eyes on when she's diving into the swimming pool scene, you can cover the ears when it's the happiest holiday line.
Yeah, or his whole diatribe after, you know, things don't go well.
I think because Goofy, I can't get the lights to work, the really fast, like it's fun to watch. The tree and the car getting trapped under the truck.
Yeah.
I think image-wise, visually, the kid's going to love it. And just maybe, like, kick him out of the room or let him know, like, this is a mommy and daddy part, so you got to just earmuffs for a little bit.
Maybe.
Can you do it that way? Or do you take the fun out of the movie? I don't know.
My thing is, I got so used, when I grew up, I never saw the unsanitized, I only saw the sanitized version.
So we used to show movies in our backyard when we lived on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. We had a natural little amphitheater. And we had families over, and we showed Goonies, which I think was a PG.
Yeah.
But there were more adult themes and language than I remember.
It has a different rating than you would think.
Yes. Or if you know, The Breakfast Club on TNT or USA is not The Breakfast Club.
Yes.
16 Candles, same thing.
The TV versions of some of these movies are edited in a way that it's more appropriate, more palatable.
Yes.
And you remember them differently. And then you see the unedited versions, and it's like, oh.
Is the advice for this set of parents to watch the full movie, mom and dad together, so you remember it accurately?
Yeah, true.
And not Mandela effect, and then decide if you bring in the 7-year-old. I don't know.
That's it's good advice.
So easy to remember what you've seen 1,000 times because they just played it Saturday on TBS for 24 hours. That's not the full movie.
You're right. This is a hard one.
I know, but it's. Everybody's probably facing this right now.
Tis the season.
Because they're so, like, it's good to see Charlie Brown, and it's good to see Rudolph, and it's good to see Elf. But at some point, the kid's going to want something. Give me something else.
It's the season to be merry.
It is the season to be merry.
That's my name. Don't say it. See, we got to be careful.
Okay. So now what do we do? Does a 7-year-old get to watch the unedited version?
Well, it's not for us to say. We need help on this
Christmas
one.
Christmas Vacation.
Everybody, pitch in on this one. It's our Momtroversy this week. Does a 7-year-old get to watch Christmas Vacation?
The PG-13.
Unedited
version, Christmas Vacation. What do you think? 200-1029.
Helping raise your kids the scramble way. This week's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Those are just a few of our favorite moments from National Lampoon's holiday classic, Christmas Vacation.
It's so notable, so quotable. Everybody loves National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, but sometimes you maybe don't remember some of the unedited parts of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, the versions we're seeing on your regular TV provider, unless you're watching a premium service or a streaming service, is the made-for-TV, made-for-the-airplane version?
Sure.
And that's the question we now have from a parent. Can they let their 7-year-old watch the regular version of Christmas Vacation?
Yeah, I'm going to have to say yeah. I watched it when I was 6.
You did?
I'll do you one better. I saw it when I was 6.
So you saw it as a 6-year-old unedited?
Yeah.
And no, and honestly, there are just a few moments in the movie that I think deserve the rating. All in all, though, it's
It's a
fun, silly, goofy movie. Yeah, I understand that part.
It's supposed to be funny for the whole family.
Yeah, it's just tricky, right? There's those movies we remember watching a little bit younger, and then you show them to younger people, and sometimes a scene you totally forgot was in there creeps up, and then what do you do, right?
Just turn it off. Avert your eyes.
Just try to pick up a conversation, maybe.
Yeah, distract.
Yeah.
But this guy saw it when he was six, so we're A-OK from
it's
this family.
Fine.
All right, thanks for joining in on the conversation.
No problem.
Bye. Dallas, I heard in there, he said, avert your eyes. I remember my cousins took me to see National Lampoon's European Vacation.
Ooh.
And there's a topless scene in there.
There's
a couple of them. And I was probably 11 or 12. I felt it was my obligation to look away.
So you opted to.
I opted to. So maybe put a little faith in the seven-year-old that they know what's good and what's bad.
This is not for me.
And trust the child will know, but let them be in the room for the movie? I don't know.
And mom's concern was a little bit of the, you know, not appropriate, age-appropriate stuff. But she was also concerned about the cat scene because the child is an animal lover and the cat doesn't make it.
Cat gets fried.
Fried was cat. So I think that you can explain movie magic because the cat was probably actually truly fine.
That's true.
Right? That not everything that happens in the movie happened in real life, right? You can have a conversation about how movies are made.
That's our question for Momtiversy. This family wants you to help them. Seven-year-old, they want to show the on the streaming service all the words, all the scenes, Christmas Vacation. What do you think? 200-1029.
I sure was.
Yeah, give us your thoughts, please.
Just watch it.
Are we making too much of it?
Yes.
Just watch it with the kid or just watch it on your own first?
With the kid. I mean, everything nowadays is too touchy and everyone gets offended and it needs to get out of that rut.
So just go for it. Your advice to them is just go
just
for
go
it.
Go for it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a fun movie. And then you can explain it to your kids a little bit. And if you're a good parent, you already tell them not to say things like that. Just listen.
No, what you're saying is be a parent of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Just do it.
Yes, exactly,
it
exactly.
That's it.
Yes.
All right, great perspective. It's Thank you.
Yep.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, everyone. It's a good news, bad news sort of day here at the North Pole. The bad news is the volcano in Iceland has slowed down some shipments of raw materials. But the good news is I have plenty of time for today's Santa line. Hector, hit it.
I'm Layla, and I want a gymnastics bar and a lot of Squishmallows. And this is what my sister Nora wants.
I want a baby, a water baby, and a baby doll. Thank you, Santa! Bye! Bye!
Well, hello, you two. Boy, if I could bundle up your energy and Christmas spirit, you sound like a human energy drink. First off, Layla, Squishmallows and an exercise bar. Got it. You know, if I bring you enough of those Squishmallows, you could put those on the carpet as extra padding for your gymnastics routines. Now that I think of it, that's not a good idea. Use proper gymnastic padding. Don't want your parents mad at Santa. And dear Nora, my, how you've grown. You've asked for two types of dolls, a water baby and a baby doll. You'll have to promise to love them and watch out for them and take extra good care of them, okay? All right, Hector, is that it? Hector? Hector? Please stop playing games on your elf pad.
Okay, I'm on the bus. Just 1 second. Can I finish this level? Please? Santa? Okay, I'll pause it.
If you could please contact Elf Traffic Control and see if our shipments are coming later today as promised.
Anything for you, big guy.
Thank you. That's all for now, boys and girls. But I promise more Morning Scramble Santa line will be coming soon.
Hey. It's a holiday. give Kris Kringle a jingle with the Morning Scramble Santa line.
Presented by Hertine and Stocker Jewelers.
Just click uploads on the Z102.9 app. Record your little one, send it to us, and we'll take it from there.
Happy holidays from Z102.9.
For listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.